Dramatis Personae. Belzenore and First Auxiliary.
Read by Scott Molson.
The Persian and Second Auxiliary.
Read by Chuck Williamson.
The Sentinel and Soldiers.
Read by Larry Wilson.
Bel Afris and First Porter.
Read by Rick Rodstrom.
The Guardsman and Second Porter.
Read by Algie Pug.
The Women and Charmian.
Read by Elizabeth Klett.
Tata Tita.
Read by Capricia Page.
The Nubian Sentinel, Third Porter, and Musician.
Read by Libby Gaughan.
Caesar.
Read by Bob Neufeld.
Cleopatra.
Read by Amanda Friday.
Pothinus.
Read by Cliff Thompson.
Theodotus and the Official.
Read by Miriam Esther Goldman.
Achilles, Fourth Porter and the Second Official.
Read by Bruce Perry.
Rufio.
Read by Ron Altman.
Britannus.
Read by G. M. Prisuara.
Courtiers and Majordomo.
Read by Algie Pug.
Lucius and Boatman.
Read by Dustin Tuttle.
A Centurion.
Recorded by Titus E. Garnett.
A Nubian Sentinel, and Apollodorus.
Read by Todd.
Ptolemy.
Read by Victoria.
Iris. Read by Don Duncan.
Narrator. Read by Denny Sayers. End of Dramatis Personae. Act 1. An October night on the Syrian border of Egypt, towards the end of the 33rd dynasty, in the year 706 by Roman computation, afterwards reckoned by Christian computation as 48 BC. A great radiance of silver fire, the dawn of a moonlit night, is rising in the east. The stars and the cloudless sky are our own contemporaries, 19 and a half centuries younger than we know them, but you would not guess that from their appearance. Below them are two notable drawbacks of civilization, a palace and soldiers. The palace, an old, low Syrian building of whitened mud, is not so ugly as Buckingham Palace, and the officers in the courtyard are more highly civilized than modern English officers. For example, they do not dig up the corpses of their dead enemies and mutilate them, as we dug up Cromwell and the Mahdi. They are in two groups. One, intent on the gambling of their captain Belzenor, a warrior of 50, who with his spear on the ground beside his knee is stooping to throw dice with a sly-looking young Persian recruit. The other, gathered about a guardsman who has just finished telling a naughty story, still current in English barracks, at which they are laughing uproariously. They are about a dozen in number, all highly aristocratic young Egyptian guardsmen, handsomely equipped with weapons and armor, very un-English in point of not being ashamed of, and uncomfortable in their professional dress. On the contrary, rather ostentatiously and arrogantly warlike, as valuing themselves on their military caste. Belzenor is a typical veteran, tough and willful, prompt, capable, and crafty where brute force will serve, helpless and boyish when it will not, an efficient sergeant, an incompetent general, a deplorable dictator, would, if influentially connected, be employed in the last two capacities by a modern European state on the strength of his success in the first. Is rather to be pitied just now in view of the fact that Julius Caesar is invading his country. Not knowing this, is intent on his gain.